Because the legislature failed to pass a budget and will have to convene next week, a proposal that recently passed in conference committee could come back in the special session. The prospect has leaders in cruise ship port communities concerned. The measure would leave those towns without millions of dollars they normally receive from state head tax revenues. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
If the legislature picks up where it left off and the proposal to withhold commercial passenger vessel taxes goes forward,
that'd be devastating.
Scott Hahn is borough manager in Skagway, a town with 800 year-round residents that is flooded by 800,000 cruise ship passengers in the summer. He says his town would be left without $4 million it uses to fund port improvements and basic utilities. Here's how the passenger tax works. The money comes from a $34.50 per person tax on cruise ship visitors traveling in Alaska waters for more than 3 days. After the state receives that money, it gives out $5 per passenger to the first 7 ports of call visited. Normally, cruise ships stop in fewer than 7 ports. In FY17, the state would distribute about $15 million to communities, but with key language removed from the operating budget, the state would hold on to that money.
The system's broken and we can't keep distributing under a broken system.
That's Eagle River Senator Anna McKinnon speaking during a conference committee meeting. She voted for the proposal to take out the 7 ports of call money. No one from McKinnon's office was available to comment about what part of the system she views as broken, but she could have been referring to a recent review of the passenger tax from the State Division of the Legislative Audit. McKinnon requested the report. The audit found communities generally comply with regulations when spending head tax money, but it also said there's a threat to the solvency of the tax fund if a higher number of passengers visit a greater number of ports. The audit said Ketchikan and Juneau levying their own municipal head taxes also raises questions about the tax structure. The conference committee passed the proposal to withhold passenger taxes from port towns, but Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz doesn't think the committee's proposal will stand during the special session. She says the legislature would have to change statute to withhold passenger taxes from port communities.
So in other words, that's a pretty high bar, and I don't anticipate that that's going to happen.
Aside from Juneau and Skagway, another major port of call in southeast Alaska is Ketchikan. Dan Bockhorst is the borough manager there. He says his staff has already come up with a backup plan to pay for services like a downtown shuttle that are usually supported by passenger taxes. But he hopes those funds won't be withheld.
I am optimistic that the impoundment of the state shared taxes that occurred in the conference committee version of the state operating budget will be reversed when the Alaska legislature adopts ultimately an operating budget for the upcoming fiscal year.
$4 million for the city and borough of Ketchikan and millions more for other port communities hangs in the balance. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.